welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
You're biking or running or doing something with those knees?
I'm trying.
We got a poem this week that is a pretty interesting poem. We've done sort of these intervention slash sham injection poems in the past. This is another one. It's pretty interesting, though. It is with people with knee pain. People with degenerative knee disease, as everybody knows, are often in pain. And long-term pain medications such as NSAIDs or opiates have a whole host of risk factors, so we don't like to use them long-term. So many have suggested that we use intra-articular hyaluronic acid injections in patients with osteoarthritis of the knee. Those who are in favor feel that the injections have many long-term benefits over opioids, primarily because of safety, fewer side effects, and these are particularly important when we consider older patients. It is primarily in the indication of improving pain. I've not read anything to suggest that you're actually altering the progression of disease. But the question is, are these injections any better than if we inject a placebo? So you found a poem. It was published in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery. There are two of those. This is one that was published in the American version. It starts on page 2047. It asks the clinical question, do hyaluronic acid injections in patients with knee degenerative joint disease improve in pain and in function? Mark, pretty interesting study. What did they find?
You know, it's funny you say degenerative joint pain. I remember one time, a long time ago, using the term, well, you have degenerative, you know, joint disease, and the patient misunderstood. He just heard that I called him a degenerate. And so I've always said wear and tear ever since then. It's like wear and tear joint
exactly.
pain. So I've trained myself not to use that term. So yeah, this was a really well done meta-analysis, and they looked at a bunch of different databases. They looked at clinical trial registries to see if there were unpublished trials. And they were all comparing hyaluronic acid, Synvisc is the trade name for that, with some sort of a control or sham treatment in patients with knee osteoarthritis. They limited it to studies with at least 30 patients in each group. And that's actually pretty reasonable. Not only, you know, you get these little crappy studies that have, you know, 15 patients. It's hard to know what to do with them. And actually, there's pretty good data that methodologically they're not as good as studies that are larger. So bigger studies tend to be better methodologically. Anyway, they limited to studies that reported outcomes using a valid pain or function scale. And they only looked at studies where the scale they were able to judge was it not only statistically significant, but clinically significant. And so for each of these scales, they figured out what we call a minimal clinically important difference. So if you do a big enough study and you do a meta-analysis with thousands of patients, you might be able to detect very small differences that are statistically significant, but they're clinically meaningless. As a general rule of thumb, what I teach is if you have a, let's say, 100-point scale, you have to see at least a 10-point difference before patients are likely to actually notice that there's an improvement. You know, these scales are made up of asking 8 or 10 questions or 20 questions, and maybe they get an extra point here or there, but overall they don't really feel any better. And so what you're looking for is some kind of a significant difference. So they found 19 studies with about 4,500 patients. 14 of them used a sham injection as the comparison. 2 used usual care, so obviously they weren't blinded. And 3 used injections combined with some other kind of active treatment. They actually did not find any evidence of publication bias, which is important, particularly when many of these studies are sponsored by the manufacturer, but not all of them. So they didn't find any evidence that there were any studies missing in action. In the studies that used sham injections as a comparison, the hyaluronic acid was a little better at improving pain and function in a statistical sense, but not a clinically important difference, didn't meet that bar of something probably a patient would notice. In the double-blinded trials, if you just looked at those, again, no clinically significant difference. If you looked at the studies that were at higher risk of bias because they either didn't conceal allocation or they didn't blind or they didn't blind the assessment of outcomes, the magnitude of improvement seen was really impressive. But if you looked at the better quality studies, they didn't see improvement. And, you know, we've seen this before, and it's kind of a general rule. Better designed studies often are less likely to find a clinical benefit because they do a better job of adjusting for all of the confounders and, you know, biases in the study and differences between the population. So bottom line, the best quality studies, and of which there were quite a few, show that these hyaluronic acid or Symvisc injections offer some minimal benefits in pain and function, but probably not enough where a patient would notice the benefit. And there is clearly a significant placebo effect when you're sticking a large needle in someone's knee.
Right. Very interesting. Again, as you say, quite consistent with some of the other studies that we've looked at where they've done these sham procedures and things. It's a very high placebo effect. Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.